tonight will start out just like every ceremony night. I'll knock on the door. Yes, knocking is prescribed in my own home. It's supposed to be my wife's territory. I'm supposed to ask permission to enter. That's how this all starts out, you see. It's customary. It makes my wife feel at ease with all this. You know, like she has a say in it. Like her opinion matters. Like she's pulling the strings. When we started Gilead, the other commanders, I mean, we added all this pageantry and fluff to mask what we were really doing. We're making a better life. We're doing this for God. To have the children we need, we want. To lead us one day when I, and the rest, are gone. Our wives are barren, so this is the way. This is how God wanted it. It says so in the Bible. And she said, "Behold, my maid Bilhah, go in unto her, and she shall bear upon my knees, that I may also have children by her." See? Right there in the Bible. They say they're doing it for God. I said that too. But doing things just for God and the betterment of mankind gets positively boring. Before all this happened, I had urges. Urges that I met on the regular in a number of ways that my wife wouldn't meet. I was into all manner of things. I had a submissive. That's what we called them back then. A pretty little thing named Susan who would do what I said when I said it. It got her off too. She was into it. Why? Well, because men belong in charge. That's why. That's what drew me into all this Gilead nonsense to begin with. It's like a big red flashing sign beckoning every superior male in. Have women be put back in their place, by force if necessary. A return to simpler times. I was for this. Fought for this. Not for God, or my wife, or my immortal soul. It's because it fits my will, under the guise of being something good and holy. And all the while, my lovely wife can't say no. Well, and the handmaids, they absolutely won't say no, can't say no. They have zero rights. None of the women really have rights. And the beauty of a handmaid is, and this I have to keep quiet, but trust me, I'm not the only one double-dipping. They'll do other things too. Things the ceremony doesn't allow. They'll do it because they're too scared to say no. Or because they think it will win them some favour, save their neck. And sometimes, just sometimes, they're into it too. It takes them away from the special hell of Gilead. Handmaids are disposable. If they don't comply or do as they're told, well, I'm afraid I can get rid of them very easily. Ship them off to the next commander, send them to the colonies, or if they really spite me. Like the little bitch who tried to tell my wife I caned her till she couldn't stand. Not because she had done anything wrong, mind you, because it gets me hard to see a woman cry. Then all I do is plant some evidence that she's a rebel, call the eyes, and wow, another pretty little Red Riding Hood hanging on the wall. But I liked my old handmaid. Oh, she was a keeper, that one. She enjoyed the attention I lavished on her in private, the late-night reading. I read to her, of course. Women aren't allowed to read anymore. She curled up in my lap, in my study, and listened to me read. I snuck her black market items like hand cream and even this cherry chapstick she liked. Rewards for a good girl, who's in God's favour after all. And she enjoyed sneaking around behind my wife's back. I suspected that was something she did a lot of pre-Gilead. She liked her place, on her knees, doing what I told her. She enjoyed the ceremony because having my wife hold her down turned her on. It was a nice thing we had going. Until she fucked up. She got too lippy with my wife, too bold, too comfortable. I tried to save her, but she was too far gone. I shouldn't have spoiled her like that, but I liked her. My wife had her shipped off to another commander in another district while I was away on business in Washington. Such is life. I have a new handmaid. She's mentally broken, which, if I'm being honest, is my favourite. The Red Centre does that to some of them. They come to you meek and mild. But this one still has a bit of fight left in her. That's fun. She fights the ceremony. For now, at least. And, oh, does that awaken the side of me I'd long since buried. She struggles so prettily. My wife holding her down by the wrists, held between her legs, head in her lap while I try to fuck a baby into her. It's kind of hot, really. It's like my wife is helping me rape this poor girl. Shh, just stay in place. It will be over soon. This one's trying to wriggle around, holds in her moans. It's cute, really. I'm going to enjoy breaking this one, and I've already set it in motion. You see, she's on her way here now. A little pre-ceremony meeting. Come in. Blessed be. Please shut the door behind you. No, it's quite all right, I assure you. You may shut the door. Handmaids aren't supposed to be alone with their commanders. You'll do well to remember that I am the hand of the Lord, and what I tell you to do is what you do. Come over here where I can see you better. Ah, that's a good girl. My wife tells me this is your first post, is that correct? Good. I'm sure you're nervous. Scared, perhaps. The Martha tells me you haven't been eating your food. Well, really? You need to take better care of yourself. You're an angel on earth, a vessel for blessings from heaven. Your body is a temple. So you'll start treating it like one. Are we clear? That's a very good girl. So well-mannered. Not all of you are like that. That's good. Very good. Moving swiftly on, I trust despite being your first post, you're well-versed in how the ceremony is conducted, how you're supposed to behave while you're where you're meant to be and at what time. And by the looks of it, you've already bathed. That's good. Good. Cleanliness is next to godliness, and being so prepared deserves a treat. Wouldn't you agree? Oh, come on now. When was the last time you had one of these? Oh, how your eyes light up. Did you like lollipops? Now, they say sugar is bad for you girls, but I think it's good in small doses. Well, go on then, take it. It's yours. See? It's not all bad, is it? I'm sure some of the other handmaids have undoubtedly told you horror stories about how awful your new life is, how unfair it all is. I assure you, that's just gossip. You shouldn't put such weight in those wicked lies. After all, I've been kind to you so far, have I not? That's right, I have been. Which is another reason I brought you to my office to talk. I'm assuming the Red Centre has covered the pre-ceremony rite that some higher-up commanders take part in. No? My. Well, I must have words with the aunts who taught you girls. That simply won't do. Well, fear not. That's what I'm here for. Never leave women in charge of something if you want it done properly. Right, well, you've heard the story in the Bible of Mary Magdalene, the woman who anointed Christ's feet with oils, cleaning them with her hair, kissing his feet and showing her gratitude and acceptance. Well, the higher the commander, the closer to God. In this house, I am God. I'm your God. Before some ceremonies, I'll want you to anoint me as your personal Christ. How, she asks. Stupid girl, if you would let your superior finish speaking to you. Oh, really? Do not speak over me. Are you ready to listen? Are you absolutely sure? Good. The next time you try to speak over me, you'll feel the full extent of my displeasure on that rather alluring backside of yours. As Mary cleaned Christ's feet, you will clean my cock. It should be pristine and pure before it enters you for the first time on ceremony nights. Your eyes became so wide at that. Don't play coy with me, girl. I've read your file from the Red Centre. You were quite accustomed to sucking cock before the war. Think of this as your reintroduction to a role that you were all too eager to fill formerly. Oh, don't look so shocked. You really think a society run by men in charge is without needs, without wants? Despite this, covered by the sanctity of God, little girl, I can assure you things like this happen behind closed doors here every day. And what was that? Oh, you'll tell my wife, will you? Go on then, you do that. You explain to her why you were down here in my office unattended before the ceremony. You know I can be very convincing when I want to be. Whether she believes you or not, you'll be the one at fault, not me. You see, it's good to be the superior species. I'm in charge, where I belong. And you, on the ground, kneeling between my legs, are where you belong. Cry all you want. You're only leaving this room once you've done as I've told you. And judging by that clock up there, time is dwindling, dear girl. So, what's it to be? Being an obedient cocksucker or finding out where the unwomen go? I'm waiting. You see, there is a brain rattling around up there. Must be, since you've made the correct choice and slid forward towards me. Go on then. Release my cock from my trousers. You can do it. There. Isn't that much better? See how pleased God is with you? Go on. Wrap those pretty lips around the head and start sucking. Do what you're made to do. Ah, yes. That's a good girl. Very good. Can you, really tell me you didn't miss this? Having a man hard, excited, and present in your eager mouth? Knowing you're the cause of this? Isn't it comforting to know now at least you're a whore who's doing this for a greater good? a whore with purpose. Even Christ found a purpose for whores. No, do not slow down. I said a whore with purpose. Be useful. Keep swirling your tongue around the... Good girl. Very good girl. You know, if I didn't know any better, I'd say you liked having instruction. Now, I'm going to wrap my hand around your head and push down. I'm sure you've taken cock to the back of your throat before, haven't you, slut? Ah, oh, do not gag. Oh, yes. So good at that, aren't you? A natural. Swallowing it as it reaches the backside. Oh, my, my. Someone was a practiced slut in their former life. Oh, that's right. That's right. Hold it there. My hard cock pressed against the back of your throat. Almost too much. But I bet if my hand were between your legs, I'm sure you're soaked. Just bob there. Do you know what my favourite Bible verse is? Timothy 2, chapter 2, verses 11 to 12. Oh. Ah. Let a woman learn quietly with all submissiveness. I do not permit a woman to teach or to exercise authority over a man. Rather, she is to remain quiet. And you are quiet now, aren't you? Stop moving your tongue. Stop. I said stop. You're a talented little cocksucker, and I have to save myself for the ceremony, remember? Oh, I'm going to fuck a baby into you, and for that, I need everything I've got. You're the prettiest handmaid I've had in ages, and it will be my distinct pleasure to flood that tight little cunt with my holy cum. Oh, pull yourself together. You need to go upstairs. Don't look so put out. I know you were hoping to get me off with your mouth, hoping I'd call off the ceremony. I'm done with you for now. But, no, you see, I enjoy sex. There's something about slipping my cock inside a woman younger and prettier than my wife while she holds them down for me that really just gets me, you know? So you run along, go put yourself together, and be where you're meant to be. Because soon, little girl, I get to know the joy of wrecking you, feeling you from the inside, filling you up, and leaving you where I put you till the next time. And there will be so many next times. So remember, to you, handmaid, I am your God. You kneel to me, you pray to me, and God willing, perhaps you'll be useful yet.